People came in from across the Kansas City area for yesterday's service. Eileen Klugman, Nancy Yeldon, Z. Zebedam, Mike Golden, and Phyllis Young all came early.
I was here the day it happened. I walked on in on it, so it's sort of in my mind.
I'm a member of the community, and I'm just here to support everyone involved, which is the whole community.
I was so sad what happened to him.
I just think it's time to stand up and be counted. Something struck me about it. I mean, it's just such a horrible event, a horrible crime. I just stand up and be counted as against it.
I believe that my friends and neighbors need to stand together as a show of, excuse me, support and against this type of fate.
An overflow crowd, around 1,300 people in all, packed into the auditorium at the Jewish Community Center. Rabbi Arthur Nemetov from the Temple Congregation B'nai Yehuda led everyone in reciting the 23rd Psalm.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We do today.
As the interfaith service was taking place, Terry Lamano, the 53-year-old mother killed visiting her ailing mother at Village Siloam Living Center, was being eulogized in Leawood. Reet Underwood, the 14-year-old killed, and his grandfather, William Corcoran, who was 69, will be laid to rest today. Nemetov says that in his theology, this kind of event leaves God silent.
There is great power in silence. In silence we offer our support. In silence we love. In silence, we grieve. And yet we know that silence will not heal the wound that has ripped our community asunder. For it is silence that has allowed such acts to happen. Silence in the face of hatred. Silence in the face of prejudice. Silence in the face of fear. Silence is no solution.
The accused murderer, Glenn Cross, also known as Glenn Miller, has been a leader in the KKK and neo-Nazi groups for decades, calling for genocide against Jews. His alleged victims Sunday were Christians, but he likely intended to kill Jews, any Jews.
This community was targeted by a senseless and unspeakable act of violence. And Terry and William and Reet were taken from us far too suddenly and far too soon.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the community and the nation stand together in the face of Sunday's shootings.
Every alleged hate crime, no matter who the intended target, is an affront to who we are and who we always have been, both as a country and as a people. These acts cannot be ignored, and their impact is not limited to particular communities or to particular individuals.
Many of the speakers yesterday commented on the diversity in the room. Reverend Glenn Miles from Country Club Christian Church said that God is present in the connections between people of different faiths.
Look around at this crowd here this morning. Jews and Christians, there are Muslims and Buddhists in this room, there are friends and neighbors. But here's the thing, this community center, this place always looks like this.
El Mole Rachamim Shochein Bameromim
After the service, Shula Horn, an Israeli Jew, and Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, a United Methodist minister, expressed optimism.
If the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community, the Christian and Muslim community, will not join together and realize that when a hatred attack one group, it will attack all groups.
Yes, I think the shooter wanted pain, and he has gotten the enjoyment of the pain. What he did not want, and what I think we're going to give him, is a demonstration and a display of love.
Cleaver hopes that Sunday's attacks will serve as a rallying point for people of all faiths in Kansas City for years to come. Frank Morris, KCUR News.